taking a look into some recent market movers for our livestock. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. As far as our cattle markets go, one big piece of news that was released last week was the fact that the Mexican border was going to be opening to imports of live cattle. And that border was officially opened yesterday.
The announcement that the Mexican border was going to be open, kind of thought we were going to take that more negatively than we did. But, you know, then we got this information that we made a trade deal with Vietnam. And, you know, when you get through the nuts and bolts of it, it's probably not a huge deal. But these algorithm computers trade headlines, and they really like that headline. And then, of course, the rumor later on was that Trump was going to speak in Iowa and that there might be some bullish news there on a trade deal with China. Maybe we get some egg purchases, things like that. So that turned the tides for all of our markets, not just the cattle and hogs.
And that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And last week on the weekly export wire, we had about 11,000 metric tons of beef on the export chain.
I kind of still feel like we have seen the highs here, and seasonally we should grind lower. But with optimism of possible trade deals and not knowing maybe these trade deals include a lot of buying U.S. beef, China was actually the number 7 buyer of beef in the weekly export sales, and I think the number 3 buyer of pork.
And on the weekly export wire last week, there was about 27-ish thousand metric tons of pork exported, but that market seems to be struggling just a bit.
You know, they've had trouble ever since USDA announced the hog and pig report and an increase in herd size here, which still kind of surprises me, makes me scratch my head. But since then, too, cash and cutoffs have really, I shouldn't say fallen apart, but we've fallen off the highs fairly hard. So maybe the futures market is just following the cash. But a little bit on those pork exports. In previous interviews, I've told you that China really doesn't need our pork. Since then, the price of their pork has gone up quite a bit over there. And China was in buying some pork today. You know, not a huge number, but in. So maybe something's shifting and changing over there a little bit.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.